about edit. We might need a lots of edit today.
We might.
Don't make it too long. So we're already started, man.
Look,
really?
Yeah.
Are we already going?
Yeah. We are. Hey, everybody, welcome. This is episode 235 of Is This Thing Working? Man, last show that we done was December 5th of this year, 2024, and that was a month after President Trump had won. Man, we were all a part of helping him win. Me, you, each and every American says, man, we overwhelmingly did it. And hello, Denise. How are you doing?
I am doing awesome over here. I am so glad to be back on the mic. I thought for a second he forgot that I was here.
Right.
Because he's excited about being back on the mic, too.
I'm just ready to get on here and ramble to people.
I know,
man.
It's been almost a month since we did a show. We took off for almost a month. I guess the fifth would be a month. We focused on family. Totally the whole time. Focused on family. We focused on Christmas and all of the holidays. And we hope and pray that every one of you had a wonderful Christmas with family and friends,
and
just like we did.
Yeah.
You know, and I hope you took some time off.
Yeah.
Because we all did, because we worked so hard for four solid years. Solid, you know, politics.
Yep.
That's all we talked about is pushing and encouraging you.
Yeah.
To be informed and become engaged. That's what we've done.
Exactly.
To be a force multiplier like Steve Bannon has taught us.
Yep.
You know, so, but first, we want to state that these are our opinions and our assertions.
Yep. And if you like our opinions and our assertions, then please hit that like button and share our show. And hey, if you don't like our opinions and our assertions, go ahead and hit that like button and share our show anyway and tell your friends why you don't like it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we are back. And our first show is tomorrow.
We'll be live tomorrow night.
Wednesday. This is a teaser. This is to remind you that we're still out there.
Yep.
And we have 234 shows below this one that we want you to go check out. I want you to check them all out to see where we have come from the very first show all the way to this one right here and how we got here. And we will be discussing more of that too as we go along and start our show tomorrow. But don't you forget to stomp that like button.
Exactly.
And share this show. We need it everywhere. And thank you everybody out there for giving us this platform.
And you can download our podcast on all platforms, on Apple, on Spotify, on Google Chrome, on Podbay. Anywhere you see the name Is This Thing Working, we're on Getter, we're on X, we're on Facebook, we're on Truth Social, we are everywhere.
Yes,
check us
out.
And
we are growing every single day. It's been fun. I did take the month to work behind the scenes. And so our following has just grown enormously over the past month. And I am thankful for every one of you. And but what I wanted to talk to you about a little bit is Christmas. Now, we are Christians, but not everyone in America is.
Right.
You know, and our State Department, our CIA, our, you know, government, they don't like Christians. Why do we know this?
Yeah.
How do we know this? Because we're being told straight to our face from the CIA agent who came forward. Listen to him and what he had to say.
Yeah.
Because this is so interesting about how
this really
started.
Is. You're talking about an ex-CIA officer. This is from Wall Street Apes. And this was from back a few days. Was it yesterday or the day before? But it says, this is what Ape said. He said that an ex-CIA officer says that the director of the CIA made a new policy that if anyone used the phrase Merry Christmas, they would face punishments. also exposes Barack Obama was behind eliminating religious freedom from the Department of State. So here is this CIA whistleblower right here. Check this out.
Why Christians? I remember the Soviet Union made a statement that we could control all of our entire population except the Christians. And they had to put them in prison and in gulags. And I remember 1994 when I was in the CIA, we were ordered into a conference room. We all filed in. There's about 30 of us. And our division chief starts off by saying, now, don't get mad at me. I'm just the messenger. This comes down from the director of the CIA. You can no longer say Merry Christmas in any CIA office space. You cannot have a manger scene on your desk or on your door, or you will face administrative penalties. And the sad part was only two of us, our jaws dropped. Like, what? And the CIA was actively against Christians, and they used DEI as a method to suppress them. And I remember it was Christmas Eve, and I walked out. You know, I thought about this, prayed about this overnight, and I said, oh, no, you don't. So I walked out on New Year's Eve, and I turned around to everybody, and I said, good night, and by the way, Merry Christmas. I'm like, you know, there is a line you don't cross. Well, there was an outrage from the CIA populace, and as evil people always do, when they got resistance, they backed off and said, well, never mind, you know. But it has been Christianity, because the Christians are the only ones that will not answer to tyranny. We believe in God and a higher power, and we will not be manipulated by a tyrannical regime. And that's why Christians are despised around the world, including in this previous administration. My goodness. And going back to Obama, how they attacked Christians and eliminated the religious freedom post at the Department of State, and on and on and on it went. But that's the reason.
There you go. That's crazy, man.
And he's right.
He's right. The only people you can't control are the people who believe that there is a higher power, that God created each and every one of us, and he's the only one in control. I don't want to get up here and start preaching, but you understand.
And that's what happened. I mean, everyone has seen it with even the Biden administration when they came in and did everything they did. They arrested Christians all over the place, you know, I mean, for the FACE Act, and, you know, there are grandmas right. that were praying, you mm-hmm. know, at abortion clinics in prison right now. They do not want Christians around, period. But I want to tell you and everyone out there, Merry Christmas, yep. because that's what we say. We say Merry Christmas because we're Christians and yep. we believe in the higher power.
And we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Topics for tomorrow's New Year show. And it's kind of cool because we've been doing our shows Monday, Wednesday, Friday now for quite a while. And tomorrow's the start of the new year. And guess what? It starts on a Wednesday. So here we go, man. We're going to bring you up to date on what's been happening in the great state of Texas. A lot of things with our Attorney General Ken Paxton.
And the governor. He's been pretty busy. And then we have our legislature. That's a little crazy.
Yeah.
Texas scorecard gives us all the deets on that. So we'll be bringing you a little bit about what's going on there. And then is Speaker Mike Johnson's speakership in jeopardy?
I hope so.
You know, and it's really crazy because, you know, President Trump endorsed him twice. We will talk about that. And what does this mean for President Trump's certification on January 6th?
Yep.
I mean, do you think this is some Republicans saying, hey, we're not going to certify? I don't know. We're going to find out tomorrow because we're going to talk about it a little bit
yes,
more
we
into
are.
Details.
And let me tell you what, we would be remiss if we did not talk about the hottest thing that's been talked about for the past week since Christmas Day, matter of fact, is the H-1Bs, the H-1B visas. Which side are you on this issue right here? If you follow me on Twitter or on X or on Facebook, you will see where I stand on this issue. I'm asking you, mm-hmm. which side are you on this, man?
And tomorrow we will tell you a little bit more in detail, but we want to play a little bit of a video to tease you about how hot tomorrow's show is going to be. Listen to Steve Bannon right here from War Room.
They're recent converts. We love converts. Hell, I'm a Catholic. We used to be in the convert business. Not so much anymore. We can't keep what we got. But in the old days, you know, half the saints are missionaries. We love in converts. But the converts sit in the back and study for years and years and years to make sure you understand the faith and you understand the nuances of the faith and understand how you can internalize the faith. Don't come up and go to the pulpit in your first week here and start lecturing people about the way things are going to be. If you're going to do that, we're going to rip your face off.
There you go.
Yeah.
Because you can't beat us.
You can't beat us.
We're not beatable.
Nope.
This army of the awakened is not beatable because we're relentless and we will never surrender and we will never slow down.
And that's exactly right, because we're Christians.
And let me tell you something. Yeah. Let's just close with that right there. How's that? Because I could get wound up right along with Steve.
Yes, we could get wound up, and we want you to tune in tomorrow because it's going to be hot, as you can tell. James has a message to give you tomorrow about the H-1B. He has been very passionate about this. I have too, but he's got a lot to say, and I can't wait to hear it all.
Yeah, I want to tell you where I'm coming from as an American, as a patriot, as a man who has served my country. I didn't go serve my country for what H-1B visas are all about. No, sir. America first, American workers first. That's my stance. And we'll talk more about that tomorrow, too.
Yes, we will. Is this thing working?
Rise up.